Some Republicans on Capitol Hill are so incensed about Obama's executive action that they're calling the president names. House Speaker John Boehner called him Emperor Obama. Some conservatives are saying Obama's executive action is impeachment worthy. Others are threatening a government shutdown. So we're wondering, where else in the world is there disagreement over the use of presidential power? Let's turn to a political scientist, John Kerry, professor of government at Dartmouth College. Are decrees effective ways for leaders to bring about political reforms?
Oh, yeah, it happens a lot. If you look around the world at presidential systems as opposed to the parliamentary ones, so places where there's a directly elected president that exercises real authority, it's actually much more common and broader for executives to be able to make law by decree in most every other democracy than in the United States. The United States' Constitution gives pretty weak lawmaking powers to presidents relative to most others.
And yet it seems to be used fairly regularly by presidents, going all the way back to George Washington.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if we think about, you know, sort of directly elected chief executives who exercise lawmaking power, all of Latin America has that kind of a system of government. And then we see other examples around the world, some in Asia, so most of Africa.
So let me share with you a couple of recent examples of executive power I found in the news. Last night, Venezuela's president enacted a slew of new laws, including luxury taxes and new economic development zones. And in Egypt, their president says he's considering a presidential pardon for three imprisoned Al Jazeera journalists. So what do these two examples suggest to you about how presidents in different parts of the world use their power?
Yeah, so in Egypt, of course, all lawmaking is being done right now by presidential decree because there is no legislature, right? It's been suspended. But the case you mentioned is interesting because a pardon that Al-Sisi is considering, that's a power that Obama has as well, given to him by our Constitution. It's not a lawmaking authority. The Venezuelan case you mentioned is a little bit more interesting. So Venezuela, their Congress has delegated huge sweeping authorities to the presidency there to make law by decree. So he is doing, President Maduro is consistently doing things like resetting tax rates, in some cases expropriating private firms, making really broad economic policy by decree. And I think that's largely a destructive process, right? It reduces transparency enormously. It allows, the Venezuelan legislature to avoid the deliberative process. There are other cases, on the other hand, where the situation is more similar to what we're seeing in the United States right now. And I'll give you an example. In Indonesia, the president has recently issued a decree to reestablish direct elections for governors of their provinces and for mayors. The outgoing legislature is not crazy about the results of those elections, and so it abolished them. Mm. And the president is basically fighting back by reestablishing those direct elections by decree. So there'll be a showdown in Indonesia right now. But that's the kind of situation similar to what we're seeing in the United States right now. The Indonesian president is taking a unilateral action and effectively daring the legislature to overturn it, because the president's pretty confident that he's got popular support for his position and that the legislature doesn't want to have to act to overturn that law. Very similar kind of situation, I think, to what's going on in the United States right now.
That example of Indonesia is kind of meta because the president's using decree to kind of ensure a greater democracy. It's funny.
I would agree with you. Of course, you know, I tend to, if I like his policy, I call it more democratic. I think we're all subject to that kind of bias, right? You know, if we agree with the decree, it's a democratic action. If we don't agree with it, it's a usurpation.
Yeah, fair point.
The struggle between the branches of government over the boundaries of each other's authority, that was built in intentionally, and that's going to be a perennial part of American politics. And by the way, it's a perennial part of politics in most systems, but wherever you put the boundaries, people are going to fight over encroachment.
Well, John, I decree that this interview is concluded. John Kerry, professor of government at Dartmouth College, thanks for your time.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thank you.